Now, I bought this decades ago, and I'm not kidding. If you look at this, you'll see it's never been opened. But I've had this forever. Now, I was looking at this, it was in my office, and as it always is on the shelf, and I was thinking, why have I not opened this? And why have I kept it? Because I'm not a pack rat, I don't keep everything, but for some reason I haven't opened this box. And I felt like there was a key to this somehow in talking about something at TED that I haven't discussed before and bored people elsewhere. So I thought, maybe there's something with this. I started thinking about it, and there was this giant question mark. I love the design, for what it's worth, of this thing. And I started thinking, why haven't I opened it? And I realized that I haven't opened it because it represents something important to me. It represents my grandfather. Am I allowed to cry at TED? Because, no, I'm not gonna cry. The thing is that it represents infinite possibility. It represents hope, it represents potential. And what I love about this box, and what I realized I sort of do in whatever it is that I do, is I find myself drawn to infinite possibility and that sense of potential. And I realize that mystery is the catalyst for imagination. Now, it's not the most groundbreaking idea, but when I started to think that maybe there are times when mystery is more important than knowledge, I started getting interested in this. And so I started thinking about loss and the stuff that we do, and I realized, oh my God, like mystery boxes are everywhere in what I do. And how in the creation of Lost, Damon Lindelof and I, who created the show with me, we were basically tasked with creating this series that we had very little time to do. We had 11 and a half weeks to write it, cast it, crew it, shoot it, cut it, post it, turn it in, 2-hour pilot. So it was not a lot of time. And that sense of possibility, what could this thing be? There was no time to develop it. I'm sure you're all familiar with those people who tell you what you can't do and what you should change. And there was no time for that, which is kind of amazing. And so we did the show, and for those of you who you know haven't seen it or don't know, I'm gonna show you this one little clip from the pilot just to show you.